Organisers of the Qatar 2022 World Cup have appointed a London-based company to act as a watchdog, monitoring the welfare of labourers building the stadiums. This comes just days after Amnesty International's latest report card painting the Qatari organisers in a less than flattering light. I spoke with Martin Borsma, the lead researcher from Catalyst, a not-for-profit policy network set up in 2007 to promote social and economic equality. Martin, Qatar has appointed a company called Impact to oversee the workforce there. What difference can a company like that make to a labour force like the one we see in Qatar building the World Cup stadiums?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's actually quite common for such consultancies to be hired by companies that tend to not have a clue about labour rights and human rights, or companies that work in particular contexts where there is no particular strong institutional environment for labour rights or human rights. So, for example, a company like Apple, who has seen many transgressions in its supply chain, they hired Verité and the Fair Labour Association to sort of audit their supply chain. So the hiring of Impact in the Qatar case is a similar example where the Qatari authorities probably don't really know what to do with this issue, and they get sort of, you know, help from outside to do something. So it's not a bad thing. It's actually quite a good thing. The only problem is that there is a danger in it providing a layer of veneer instead of making substantial changes. So the question really is whether a company or a country or whoever hires these services actually learns to improve, or whether they learn how to deceive. Because, for example, in the case of Apple, despite Apple, you know, putting in lots of resources into improving supply chain conditions, you know, you see continuing transgressions. So, yeah, I mean, Impact has a good reputation, as do many of these other companies that provide similar services. But the question is whether it actually provides a layer of veneer, or whether it's actually making a substantial change.
And I also wonder if countries are committed to improving workers' rights and enforcing that companies there adhere to their policies, then why would third parties be needed?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, because despite the fact that you hire a third party, I believe that in Qatar it's still not possible for migrant workers, which I think make up a large portion of the people that work on constructing these stadiums and hotels, are not allowed to join trade unions, for example. So despite the fact that you hire Impact to do your auditing or consulting, you know, that fact, that stays the same. You know, there are many transgressions otherwise that probably remain. I mean, there's lots of stories about these people working in Qatar, migrant laborers specifically, whose, you know, passports have been confiscated, that are not allowed to leave the country. You know, the wages are not being paid on time, etc. And those sorts of things you can probably change, but the institutional culture of a country like Australia is very different. So there's been a long fight for labor rights, which is probably not the case in Qatar. So you can't change that particular aspect of it overnight. That's simply not possible.
From their side, the Qataris say they have made vast improvements to workers' rights on World Cup venues, and that living conditions have also been improved, and they're not being given credit from international observers like Amnesty for the changes that they have put in place. Are you aware of many positive changes?
Well, I know that I believe Amnesty had a report which said that they made some improvements in the payment of salaries and some marginal improvements in work safety on work safety areas. But, you know, the fundamental problems remain. I mean, and as well, you can make improvements, but if the bar is so low, I mean, I think the ITUC quoted a number of deaths that lay around, you know, 1,200, which they believe to be conservative estimation. I mean, I'm not sure if the Qatari authorities should be given credit for making marginal improvements from such a low base. So, I mean, any progress is progress, but you know, let's not get, you know, in any way celebratory just because, you know, they make marginal efforts from that, you know, really low base.
All right, Martin, we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
No problem.
ticket.